surgery on me.
Gosh, it's the third, and you had surgery on October 29th.
We're 3 days post-surgery, and I look amazing.
Yeah.
I look the best ever. I look so good. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look so good. I understand the whole like chopping the titties off and just removing the fat sacks because of cancer and you're trying to remove your breasts so you don't die. And I totally understand like mastectomies happen and people need them and that's why the surgery exists. All power to you, people who, women who give that up in order to live on this earth. But voluntarily chopping off the tatas, I'm not for it. I don't know about you. It's not the best look. And also I just don't know what the whole girl's doing. Like, oh yeah. You I don't get any of this. If you can go to my screen, Savannah, this is why I'm on this like TikTok thing back and forth. That's just like, I don't know if a better world is possible. I get white pilled. I'm like, we really can. We can do this. We can overcome this. Look at what's happening in the Rittenhouse trial. And then it's like, we're just a completely, and I don't know if we have that song we can play for a second, but if we can cue that, I feel like this is the song and the anthem of my life. Let's listen.
We're completely fucked.
Yeah, so I definitely feel that. It's the anthem of a generation, and to talk more about how we are completely fucked and what's going on in the culture, Brendan Leslie, who is here from flconservativevoice.com, Florida's conservative voice with confetti of color, 8K graphics. How does it feel? We want to get the real experience. Being in the studio with the confetti in the face, how are you feeling?
I love it. I'm like, where is it? This is amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's 4D, and this is your first time in Texas, I heard.
First time in Texas. I can't believe it. I go from one freedom state to the other, and I'm very happy. If I'm going to spend my money somewhere, it's got to be a state like this.
Yeah, I know. It's like basically America is now just like Texas and Florida, South Dakota, and then California. We just don't do it.
Just ship all the liberals there. I always say everyone is like, we got to fight for California. I'm like, no, California is a lost cause. Just send everyone there. It's like that little island. There. It's a little liberal island, and just let them do their own thing over there.
I know. I love when they're like, oh, New York, the Times Square is back as long as you're vaxxed. It's like, I was not only not going to Times Square, I'm not going to your state.
I'm going to New York next week, and I'm thinking about testing it out and seeing what happens. I'm not vaccinated. And I'm going to see if I can walk into places and see what the owners say to me.
Yeah, you know, dude, honestly, that would be a good test because obviously Florida and Texas, we are fighting back against the tyranny. We are trying to resist the New World Order, the globalist state of America that is plaguing our country. And you're on the front lines of that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we jump into that, guys, if you actually find yourself on the front lines, like I did and I do all the time, obviously you want to be packing some heat. And I'm not just talking about, you know, down there, the BDE. I'm talking about, you know, your firearm. A lot of you love firearms, but you never think about how you actually carry them. If you're going to spend money cleaning your gun, customizing your gun, why would you not also carry it in the best holsters in America with Northwest Retention? Now, I got to show you mine. So I have, this is not a real gun for all intents and purposes, and it is not loaded, but this is my concealed carrier. It's actually really amazing. I actually use this on a regular basis with my prop gun, my Alec Baldwin gun here. And it's very discreet. It's all handmade. It's 100% American made. It's also all leather and it has like a lifetime warranty. So they're actually amazing. But it's honestly so comfortable and I'm able to carry this everywhere. So I don't have to waste time paying for security. I also have their side holster as well. If we have a picture, I think Savannah has one of those and she modeled it. She flew to Afghanistan actually and wore that side holster. We also have slings for your rifles. Yeah, there she is. I'll tell you this. I would say about their holsters. The holster will look just as good, but you won't look just as good as Savannah carrying the holster. So Savannah doesn't come with it, sadly enough, but if you go to nwretention.com, you can save 10% with promo code OFFENSIVE. That's nwretention.com. Save 10% with the promo code OFFENSIVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. They've got you covered. I love this company. Trust me, I own all of their products, including their Scout chest holster. So for this Christmas, get one for your friends, for your family, and all designs for hundreds of different types of firearms. Check them out today with custom-made holsters from Northwest Retention. Promo code OFFENSIVE for 10% off. Go there now, order them in time for the holidays, and get them for the people that you love and for yourself. So, Brendan, I don't know if you can go back to my screen here. When we look at a meme like this, I don't know if you resonate with feeling like when you watch that intro video, where it's like some things in the world make you feel like we can win. Like I know you're in Florida, and I know that you recently just made a huge win exposing some stuff. What happened there?
Yeah, so we basically got a huge university in the state of Florida, Florida State University, to admit to us that they are teaching critical race theory. But hold on, it's not critical race theory, it's bias, racial bias. Then you have to actually take this racial quiz where it asks you how warm or cold you feel towards white people, black people, and you have to take it for certain classes to graduate from FSU. This is a huge college that takes public taxpayer dollars, and the district and the school actually admitted that they do this.
This is a huge win. And by the way, the next elections are basically all predicated on yep. exposing this. Because for some reason, all of the issues going on in the country, the thing that's pissing off white suburban women and parents the most is this critical race theory. I think it's kind of bullshit that this is what's taking people to wake up and get to the polls. But at least it is getting them awake. And you're actually fighting and making that coverage like we saw in Virginia. You're making sure in Florida that does not flip blue, that we keep fighting back, that it remains a stronghold.
Yeah, I've been saying since I started my own company about 2.5 years ago, that these are the issues that everyone cares about. And this is the issues that I've been covering. You know, I have my opinions about the vaccine. I have my opinions about the election integrity. But when it comes to the nitty gritty that gets people out there, like you said, it's the issues in the classrooms. It's making sure we're not teaching our students that there is 100 million genders and that they can identify as anything they want. It's teaching truth. And honestly, if you're right, there's a lot of other probably bigger issues out there, but if this is what mm-hmm. gets them out there, so be it, if we're going to keep our nation free.
Yeah, and as a conservative, I know there's not 100 million genders, there's only 64 now, so that's
64?
Good.
Oh, I lost count. I mean, one day I woke up, I was like, I'm a basketball today, and you can't tell me that I'm wrong.
It's true, and that's what I'm going to say. Is like, so like, you see this little thing, you're like, okay, the world can get better, and then if you could put that back on the screen, these people, the video of the top surgery, then you like, you see this video, and you're just like, I swing the other way, and I'm like I have to be careful here because this is a human being. This is God's creation, right?
I feel horrible for this person because I don't know what influences she's had in her life has led her to this decision that is just completely wrong, and it's just not right.
No, it is wrong, and that's what I was going to say. Is like the tears, like it's like you got caterpillars on your chest, permanent little like fuzzy black boys, and it's just absolutely sad. And we're going to break into this, but on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We got a lot to talk about.
Too much confetti of color in the face.
COC in the face. We are joined by, of course, Brendan, but also Savannah Hernandez, who's the host of the Rapid Fire podcast, also Sav Says on YouTube. And she joins us, and we have a lot to talk about. So let's break down this video here of what's going on. So the world is kind of effed. We have this new identity that's going on. And I think, scientifically speaking, we got to talk about this. They would call this person trans, because they're transitioning into being a man, which takes the assumption that you can change your sex, meaning that sex and gender are different and that you can literally change who you are, going against God's design, which is, I would say, incorrect, false.
I would say 100% you're correct. You are correct. Yeah. Not this crap.
False. And so, but this is what's so crazy is I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when someone now has gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder, whatever they're calling it now, the perceived medical application is to reinforce this dystopian dissociative disorder.
With all these fancy named organizations that, mm-hmm. that back it with their science.
Yeah, with their science. And to give them the hormones of the opposite sex. But wouldn't you think that if someone felt uncomfortable, like if I felt uncomfortable being a dude, I just came to my mind. Wouldn't the best thing to do would probably give me like some testosterone so I could feel more comfortable as a man? Like maybe if I had a bigger beard and my muscles grew and, you know, maybe I'd feel a little bit more like who I was rather than saying like, hey, next step, here's some pliers, chop that dick off.
We should probably just reopen the mental hospitals that all shut down a couple decades ago because you're seeing a direct correlation with it. I just feel like there's too much mental illness out there. I'm sorry, but there's just this, everything you see in that video is completely wrong. We are all God's creatures, yes, and we are all created a specific way. And it's become the left, the communists, they want to teach you that that's wrong because they're just looking to divide in any way they can, whether it be race, gender, or in the classroom with just anti-America rhetoric.
Yeah, and also, if anything, Savannah, I was thinking, if I came to you today and said that I want to chop my finger off, you would call me crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like any part of my body, if you're like, hey, I actually don't want to hear anymore, I want to remove my ears, they call that trans disabled. Meaning like,
no,
like,
didn't, like, that's yes. a real thing.
A woman yes. blind herself with bleach because yeah. she said that she identified as blind or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Trans yeah. disabled. It's yeah. a real thing.
Very disturbing.
Just like, well, the ones that are changing their skin color or whatnot and saying they're trans black.
Rachel Dolezal, we're looking at you.
Call me a wigga. What's up, guys?
Elijah, if he spends too much time in the sun, just yeah, identifies as black now.
No, I am become a lobster. I was like, when Jordan Peterson was talking about the lobsters, I was like, stop talking about me in Vegas, literally. No, but it's like, it's interesting because if anybody wanted to chop anything off, you'd be like, dude, you're nuts. You literally yep. are nuts. And in this case, chopping off your nuts makes you either makes you no nuts, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you are crazy. But the activists come in and say, actually, they've brainwashed people to think that chopping off your breasts makes you more beautiful. And I feel like not only on a moral sense is that just incorrect in terms of you are actually mutilating yourself, but on the other sense of just like, I feel bad for these people that this woman thinks that the way that she looks good, like that does, it objectively is scars for the rest of her life, that she is actually physically scarred. This is not emotional, hypothetical. This is maiming a human being and then brainwashing them to think that that is beauty. And I feel like it's, and then also tech companies will say, if you don't agree, then you're the bigot. And it's like, I'm not the bigot. I love these people more than you do. You hate them that mm-hmm. you let them do this. I love these people and I don't want this to happen to anyone.
You know who has a really good theory about this is Jesse Kelly from First TV. He says the sky is green theory. And I love it. It's he always says scientists. We're going to say that with air quotes. Scientists come out and say the sky is green. And then the big media head, talking heads start repeating this science. And then you go, wait, hold on. That's the sky is actually blue. Then Hollywood comes into play and they start editing their skies to be green. And before you know it, people are starting to believe the sky is green. And if you don't believe it, the talking heads in the media tell you you're an idiot and that you're a conspiracy theorist and that you're wrong. And that's what exactly they're doing with this trans stuff. Listen, like as conservatives, when you're an adult, you're a grown adult, and you're making this decision to maim yourself, okay, fine. Like, I'm not going to step in front of you and stop it. But when it comes to brainwashing the masses, absolutely. I will be one of the first people to come out and say that you are just completely wrong.
I first saw this video, and I was like, Sav, you've really got to stop recording videos of yourself without a shirt on. No, but I
hate you.
No, I the only reason why I can tease Sav, someone wrote me like, dude, I get Sav, do you know this? Your simps like email me and go like, it's you cannot make her the butt of the joke. You are the butt of the joke. I'm like, literally.
Thank you. I'm glad that somebody's finally standing up for me. Okay. I'm so abused on this show. I go home and cry every night. I truly do because Elijah Schaefer is so mean to me.
She was crying an hour before the show.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brendan came in and I was just like in the corner, like, I don't want Elijah to come in. The white rage is too much.
I have to tease Sav for being so small because like just overall, because literally everybody likes her more than they like me on this show, which is fine. I get it,
it's
right?
Because you're the ugly white man and she's the pretty girl.
Yeah, welcome to my podcast, Brendan. Thank you for being here today.
Do you see on You Are Here Too how everyone pits you against Sid and they're like,
I know.
I love you, but I love Savannah more and stuff like that.
And I'm like, what? Please stop, please.
It's like, please stop. And it's true. I'm honestly, it's true. If one of us was shirtless, there would be no line to look at me.
No.
I'll just say that. If one of us in the room, it's not going to be me. I don't know if it's going to be you.
That's why I ate the organic chicken.
I know. But that's my point, though, is these people, like, and then they show us this. This is what's so weird. Is like, it's not that they're just weird or that they're different. It's that like, they put it online. Like you said, the sky is green. And then they tell us it's normal. And then you start having these things. They start gaslighting us. Like where this gender therapist thinks that babies are giving pre-verbal indications about their gender. Like as if that babies understand this stuff. Let's go ahead and let's listen to this.
So let me give you an example. I have a colleague who's transgender, and there is
good
a video
you.
Of him as a toddler. So he was assigned female at birth. There's a video of him as a toddler tearing barrettes out of then her hair and throwing them on the ground and sobbing. That's a gender message. And when it happens not just once or twice or three times, that's a gender message. Sometimes kids between the age of 1 and 2 with beginning language will say, I boy when you say girl. Those two words, I boy. That's not a pre-verbal, but an early verbal message. It's, and sometimes there's an urge, the tendency to say, well, honey, no, you're a girl because little girls have vaginas and you have a vagina, so you're a girl. And then when they get a little older, you hear them say, did you not listen to me? I said, I am a boy with a vagina. Okay, but they can't say that between one and two. But they can show you about what they want to play with. And if they feel uncomfortable about how you are responding to them and their gender, if you're misgendering them. So you look for those kinds of actions, like tearing a skirt off. There was one, I think this was in the Barbara Walters special, where this child wore the little onesies with snap-ups in between the legs. And at age one would unsnap them to make a dress and have the dress flow. This was a child who was assigned male. That's a communication, a pre-verbal communication.
Okay, cut it off.
I couldn't do that any longer. That's just stupidity. And we have to, more people have to start saying it. And honestly, I was really happy to see Glenn Youngkin win in Virginia. And I know we weren't really talking about gender stuff with him, but he kind of took a stand very subtly and quietly, like, we're going to go back to reality. That's within Virginia, in our schools. And we need to start getting people out of like this out of the forefront, because it's just, that's scary. I'm like, I'm lost for words over here. It's crazy.
I think it's a distraction, because it's like, I'm paying double what I was paying last summer for gas, almost triple actually.
Yeah.
And my dollars, we have like 6.9% inflation.
My organic ice pops went up.
Exactly. I'm pissed too. My satanic coffee costs more.
That is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. My organic ice pops.
We're on the organic chicken. So that I'm a slut for ice cream. And yeah, like it's really bad.
Rub it on my chest.
Yeah. So the way to trick yourself is you get those, what are they, like the Outshine strawberry popsicles. But they went up like 75 cents and I'm pissed.
He like slaps himself in the face with his own thing. He's like beats himself up, gets is an ice cream slut. Do you know who else is an ice cream slut? Biden, because he has dementia and he eats ice cream to help himself not suffer
with
dementia.
And I'm wearing the Let's Go Brandon shirt.
That's his merch. He has it. We also have some Let's Go Brandon merch too available, and a lot of things available on Blaze Shop, Blaze Media Shop. Offensive 20 actually for 20% off right now. So that's like, what, a fifth off? So 20% off, Offensive 20. You can also go to Brandon's merch shop, I'm sure, as well. That was flconservativevoice.com. But I do want to say this with that video. Is like, that's what I'm saying, though. It's a distraction, because like all this is going on with inflation. We are, you know, things are unstable overseas. We're getting vaccine passports, et cetera. You know, I don't know if you know about this, but the UK just said you're going to have 3 shots to be considered fully vaccinated.
They just keep pushing the goalposts back.
Yep. Fauci says we're going to have to get used to a regiment of getting regular boosters. Biden says he's looking into expanding the boosters and to make them to be fully vaccinated as well. And we're getting into this whole dystopian society. And then as you're like, hey, I don't want to live in this nightmare. I want to wake up. Miss Frizzle from like, comes on and is like, okay, it's babies are trying to communicate that they're transgender, and you're like, they're just not, and that's not, you're making up issues. You're making it up.
Wasn't that funny in the beginning when she was like, the baby is ripping, I forgot what she said, was ripping the thing off at her hair, and that's why she's a boy. No, she's being a baby. That's what babies do. They get fussy. They don't stand still. They toss everything. They make a mess. That's just a baby being a baby. And we got some idiot up there saying that it's a baby telling us that they're actually a boy when they're really a girl. And then people eat it up.
You know what I was going to say, Sav? So then in this case, if babies are ripping their masks off on planes, it's because they're anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
They're really against the vaccines, and they're woke. They're awake.
Wow. They're red-pilled babies. Yeah.
Red-pilled babies.
That's what we did to the next generation. That's what we
Dude,
did.
That's got to be merch. Red-pilled babies.
Yeah.
I got to say this, though. I was mentioning the merch, guys. I'm just going to start hyping it up. We have like, I'm paying so much money to have one of the most based artists create this like Christian iconography, bit like most right-wing merch that probably looks a little bit sus on terms of like, how far right we really are, but also it's super epic. So I'm just going to say that you guys are going to want to buy everything in the shop, and I'm so excited. In time for the holidays, probably in time for Christmas. But I do want to say that as we go from this, like when I say I have this balance of going from completely effed to like thinking things are okay. I need to find, do I have this image here? I think I do. Yes. Okay, so it's like, then I see stuff like this, like with the kids, right? Red-pilled babies, is that they go, well, the kids are queer, but it's because they're pushing this
wow
on the children. If you're our blind viewer and you're listening to the show, this is a, I'm assuming a school library, but it could be a public library. Either way, it's still a library, and this is a kids section about LGBTQ kids. Now, I want to know why they're not tolerant enough to include the slug butts, you know, the 2S. Did you hear about that? 2S LGBTQIA plus?
I lose track of it, and then they keep adding colors to the flag, too, and I'm like, wait, what does this color mean? What does that color mean? I was going to actually just send you something. I recently in Florida, mm-hmm. I caught a 10th grade teacher teaching, I just DM'd it to you on Twitter.
I'll open it. You can take me off the screen here, Sav.
So, that looks like it was definitely like a grade school of some sort, but I got a 10th grade English teacher in Naples, Florida, teaching what is called the genderbread person, and it's essentially just saying that gender is not a real thing. And the thing that I want to point to that's like the most alarming, this is 10th grade English. An English teacher does not have this expertise, mind you, but in the bottom right, they start talking about the student's sexuality. These are 15 and 16 year olds that a grown stranger is talking about their sexuality with. And that, oh no, boys are not attracted to girls and girls are not attracted to boys. You're attracted to whatever that is.
Well, do you identify as a gender-bred person?
And that's just propaganda.
Where's my AR-15?
Yeah.
Where's Rittenhouse?
Wait, Brendan, but did you see the drag dictionary in front of you as well?
I've been wanting to open it.
You know, that's also a very good educational tool. Maybe could be used for kids. Children are actually one of the definitions in that book. It's very an important piece.
Yeah, if you didn't watch our last episode, Roasting the Fatties with Owen Schroyer, you've missed out on a lot. There's a lot in there, actually. Can you throw that to me real fast? I did promise our audience
that
we would always have a word of the day. And I almost forgot. Thanks, producer.
Of course.
So our word
it's very important that we push this education on the masses.
Okay. So let's just see this. Oh, this is a word that comes to my mind often when I think of this dictionary. Sickening. Okay. So we didn't read it like a children's story hour. Sickening. Feeling nauseous, but in a good way. To look sickening is to look beyond stunning or incredibly breathtaking in appearing or performance. I'm gagging. Oof. On what? Her outfit tonight looks sickening. Okay, a couple other words then we can come up to. I want to find some good. Oh, wow. Dip, death, drop. Dip, death, drop. Let's explain. A dip is a dance move that originates from a style of voguing during which the dancer, depending on the category, gracefully or dramatically falls backwards into a lying pose on the ground. The term death drop refers to the same dance move and has been used in RuPaul's Drag Race for a long time. It has gained more importance during the course of its history. So this is what we used to just call tree a couple of years ago. And now we have words for it. Never forget Kai Kai two drag queens have sex.
So when two men have sex?
Well, we found out that drag queens are not all men and they're not all gay from this book. We found out
Wait.
Yeah.
There's women drag queens? Queens?
Yeah, there's Down syndrome woman drag queens. I can look this up for you for a second. Have you not seen this? Let me go to the page here.
You know what? I have not been doing enough research in the trans community. I'm sorry. I got to get back on it.
That's what I'm here. It's slightly offensive. We are here to bring you the worst of the worst. Yeah, if you can go to my screen for a second, let me load this up. Come to my screen here. Yeah, this is drag syndrome. So these are Down syndrome drag queens from the UK that I don't want to laugh at disabled people, but shit, I am so tempted because this is funny.
Who is in charge of this? Who wakes up and says, this is what I want to do for a living?
If you think about it, there's nobody better fitted to do this than disabled people. If someone came up to me and was like, I want to put on dress, I'd be like, you know what?
They're taking advantage of them.
Yeah, but you know, if some guy was like, come on, dress, I'd be like, well, I mean, look, it's not the, I mean, life has given you a hard lot already. This is, if there's anybody that's going to be dressing up silly, I probably am most okay with these people. But then I always think about the disabled people. It's like, did they think about it themselves or were they coerced into this? And also, who's paying to watch Down syndrome people cross dress?
it seems like a sick fantasy world right now. You know, like those really odd specific porn categories. It's like
I like the clown boobs on that one.
Dude, this is Justin Bond. I know their names. And that's Justin Bond. That's a girl that dresses up as a boy. That's what I was saying. It's a girl drag queen.
Oh, so I've never seen that. It's reverse then. So it's women who dress up in drag but as men?
No, it's both.
I'm confused.
Like... It's an alien. I swear.
That's just Demi Lovato's next date. Yeah.
Is there an alien drag now?
Dude, it's it, you know, it's just comical. Like, it's, you know, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. You can't. Oh, there's Justin Bond. There's Justin Bond.
Oh, come on. I really love Sons of Anarchy. You're ruining it.
Oh, shoot. It's like, Sav, I find you in here. Like, they look at this. Oh my, I'm going to order one of these for the studio. They sell them. Sav, this is going in the studio.
Paint your life.
Second
order.
So speaking of pictures like this, I do have to tell you about this. So obviously you look at a picture like that and you're like, wow, that is a beautiful picture. I really want one of those, but you don't know how to get one because they're not for sale. Well, you can actually take any image that you want, no matter what image it is, and you can have it painted by the people at paintyourlife.com. Now, let me talk to you about this. So essentially what happens is that when you want a picture like myself, and I used to think, oh, it's going to be saved on Instagram, it's going to be saved on Facebook. And then they deleted my Instagram and Facebook. And I was like, oh, I lost all the pictures of my mom who's dead. And I wish I had a physical copy. Well, you know, rather than just printing the pictures and forgetting about them in a box, have them painted, hand painted into a beautiful portrait. And you can actually even combine images together. So like if you have your family separated right now and you don't have an ability to actually get your family together, then you can actually take different people and composite them, and they'll hand paint these in the highest quality images. Now, here's slightly offensive. Did I get a picture of my wife for our anniversary in December? No. Did I get a picture of my dead mom to remember her? No, because that would make too much sense. Instead, we got a superimposed picture of Alex Jones' head on a naked mole rat laying like a French girl from the Titanic, because that's my gift to Alex Jones. He's going to be so happy about it. And right now is a limited time offer. You can get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word offensive to 64,000. That's offensive to 64,000. Again, offensive to 64,000 at paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. But a disclaimer, terms apply, available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, that's text offensive to 64,000, and you can get the most high quality hand painted thing. It's actually really freaking cool. If you think about it, that's like, we don't have physical painting. Let's get back to Western Civ and get like actual physical like paintings. And they're beautiful too, by the way. And so honestly, get this for the holiday, the anniversary, whatever it is, paintyourlife.com, text offensive to 64,000. Where were we? We were looking at mentally ill. Well, I'm not mentally ill. That's not they're not mentally ill. They're
people with disabilities.
Disability. Yeah. Thank you. I never know in the show where we're at. It's like, were we looking at the disabled people? Were we at the mentally ill?
One of the 64 genders.
Yeah. Like we have to stay on this for another second, because I want to give an update. There it is. There's the example. There's reverse drag.
Why?
And here's the thing. You can think I was making fun of Down syndrome people. I would never do that, okay? But if you think I was by the voice, you're sick. You're mean. Because Down syndrome people, Justin Bond literally goes, my name's Justin Bond. And that's how Justin Bond talks. And it's not mean. That's literally Justin Bond's. That's Justin Bond's voice. And if you are somehow think that that's weird to enjoy and to admire people who have less or more chromosomes, then that's on you, buddy, you discriminatory son of a bitch. Here at Slightly Offensive, we love the disabled people. That's why we are, because we're kind of disabled ourselves.
Yeah, definitely to do what we're doing.
Yeah. So I want to... I don't even know what the show is. I'm sorry, everyone. Can you get us off my screen here? I do want to talk about something else here. So I don't know if you saw this, but speaking of disabled, I need to open up a few of these. Let me go ahead and get
these
open.
Is it going to be AOC?
Did you hear who won Man of the Year?
Man of the Year.
Who won Man of the Year? Did you hear
about
this?
Probably not a man.
No, a man did win.
Oh, an actual man.
So we're getting it's progress. It's progress. Do you know about this?
I do not. I thought it was going to be like a woman. That's
I know.
Like
I did
a
too.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No, I didn't. I mean, I'm going to give you some benefit of the doubt. So basically, let's go to the screen here. Congratulations to Lil Nas X, or Dosa Keys. I guess there's two of them. Lil Nas X won Man of the Year. Congratulations, Lil Nas X. Now, Matt. Now, Lil Nas X, very gay.
Very weird. Very satanic.
Yeah.
And he, you know what? Hats off to him. He plays the conservatives like a fiddle when he does his marketing.
Outrage culture.
Yeah. He really wants to get, that's how he makes his money. So good job to you for that. But that guy is just literally a spawn of Satan.
He literally made it onto our show multiple times. I'm not outraged by
it. Have you tried to talk to him?
Oh, that's a good idea. I bet you he would.
He probably would.
He would fly out here and go on the show.
Absolutely.
I believe he would.
And you would get him organic chicken.
Yeah, literally, I would have him on these shows. I bet you he would go on.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. You should try.
Like, to go on a conservative show. He's probably never been invited on.
Probably not. And that would be a really interesting conversation. But the guy, again...
So a one-on-one with Lil Nas X.
You could really try to see just, like, what's in his head. To me, it's mental illness.
Yes, and right here. I mean, look, there we are. With the why is there always two of the X, Lil Nas X? Is this like a homoerotic thing where, like, you know, like they always say, right, the only thing between like a man and his dick is his own ribs. And so like I'm wondering if this is like a narcissistic thing where like you're so obsessed with the male physique and body that you want to have sex with yourself, like, and so like maybe that's what they're doing here, is like, because, you know, because he's a very sexual dude. And I'm proud to say I've never seen his actual whole music videos, any of them, but I've seen clips on Twitter, same. And I regret it.
And you know what's a shame? He had that one hit wonder with, what was it, Billy Ray Cyrus, the Old Town Road or whatever. And at the time, he seemed like a normal dude, and he was going to like elementary schools, but he wasn't like dressing up weird and pushing satanic stuff. He was like an actual role model and being cool with the kids and had a fun song. And then just completely, he got his fame and then just turned into... Like I've said a few times, a spawn of freaking Satan, and now he's playing the conservative movement to get his marketing, and it's kind of genius.
Lil Nas X actually solved racism, because it proves that you can hate a black person for something other than being black.
Literally.
It's literally everyone, no matter what your race is, we can all dislike this person because they're from the devil. And so he solved racism, because it's like, no, it's like literally being black is, it's totally irrelevant to anything about why I like or dislike him. Everyone either likes him because he's satanic or they hate him because he's satanic. And so he solved racism. The devil solved racism. Who would have known? Who would have known, Savannah?
Or maybe it was just never really existed.
That's the... I know. Muted herself. That's my favorite. Position of a woman.
Started talking about racism. Me mute.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like, speak when spoken to. No, actually.
Has anyone ever said you're racist, though, for hating him?
Yeah, people say they don't like him because that's the whole narrative, is that people are afraid of an independent gay black man.
Oh, my God. I can't take that.
I was the first independent gay woman, black woman specifically.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was a zebra.
Do you know how much money I made off of shirts that said I identify as a gay black woman back in like the 28? Like, that used to be so funny back then. Obviously now it's like overused, overdone, but like now my shirts are just like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ with like Michael the Archangel. Yeah. That's what my merch has become. It started out as a joke. And then we got Lil Nas X. And like, I have to say this then, who are they catering to? What is the audience here? What man is now buying GQ to look at this? How is this a man of the year? This is a homosexual, but also not something straight men are not liking. Like, there's no straight man in the world who looks at this. And I might even say this, we have gay listeners who are pretty base. We have some that are follow the show that also hate all this stuff too.
But they're just smart and normal people.
Yeah, they're just normal people who like pee pee in the poo poo. You know what I mean? That's their thing. But I'm just saying, like, I don't even know if those people look at this and are like, yeah, that's what I like.
You had that graphic in the beginning of the show where it was like we're winning, or I forget what it was, the pendulum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to believe, like you said, who's the audience? I really want to believe that we're on the upswing of being fixed. A better world is possible, because you are seeing not just our side speaking out, but just that moderate, independent middle pool of America being like, nah, this is not cool.
I know. I have to agree. I think I have another picture actually even here of this. Oh, yeah. Like, sexuality aside, I just don't know of men looking up to this. And that's what I say, Savannah, you know what I'm talking about here. We're like, this is what's weird about this, is it's not like we're past the point of being like, oh, you know, like the gay revolution, like, oh, are people okay with gay people existing? I think the gay community, or I guess just the slug butts, really hurt their progress, because they actually achieved what they were hoping for, which was for people to just say, yeah, we'll leave you alone, have your bars, live your life. They even snuck marriage into there, which no one wanted, and the courts gave it to them. And then they're like, but they've switched into like, now let's be gender confused. And let's say that a man of the year wears a pink fluffy dress. And this is where I think, like you said, they're losing the people that they won. And like, I would say I was more in the boat with like the centrist too. Like, you know what? It's just shut up, go live your life, do what you want to do and be okay. But then when you let evil fester, when you let people who want immorality to become the normal of a society, they fight back. And then instead of just existing, they try to destroy the righteous. And then they say that this is what a man is. And it's like, that isn't. Now men do this, but that is not a man of the year. This guy can't do anything when in put into a situation where men really need to rise to fight, to provide, etc. This man is going to be incapable because his dress is going to get caught in the door.
Yeah, with this with this like beta society and trans community and whatever, you can almost make the same argument with the Democrats is they've gotten so much, and because they've gotten so much, they're about to hit rock bottom. They're like drug users. Like we see it with Biden's America. You got rid of the mean tweets. You got rid of all these other little things that really didn't matter in the grand scheme of things. You got what you wanted, and now you're making this country a shithole, and you're hitting that rock bottom. You're hitting that rock bottom with the quote unquote men of the year. And eventually, once you hit that rock bottom, where's the only direction you go from there?
Yeah, like, and then what's up also with black people, black men? You know, black men are usually pretty masculine. They're usually pretty, there's a lot of theories on why that is, but they usually don't like homos. I think that's a true thing. Like the black community, nobody is more quote unquote homophobic and transphobic than the black community. So when you talk about trans deaths, there are usually black transgenders that are killed, and they're killed by other black people because, you know, you know, you're going with Shaniqua and you find that it's really Daquan. Like, I mean, that's just straight up like,
they don't like surprises.
No surprises. But then, like, you see this with Kid Cudi. I didn't know. Is Kid Cudi gay?
I don't know where that came from.
What?
It came out of nowhere.
I mean, I don't care, but I just, what? I thought Kid Cudi was, like, the anthem of, like, when I was in high school. It was just, like, Kid Cudi was awesome.
It's got to be an echo chamber, right? It's got to be just those Hollywood elites that are cheering them on. It can't be real America.
It doesn't look good either. Sav, like,
objectively speaking, as a female.
Yeah, like, even if he's not, dresses were made, like, it mocks God, but also, like, if you don't even believe in God, it's like, at least think about aesthetics. This is a bad aesthetic. Would you say, Savannah, on a man?
Oh, 100%. It's really disturbing to see. And it's more disturbing because, you know, they're trying to normalize this in the culture. Nobody's looking at this. Nobody's looking at Harry Styles in a dress and saying that this is normal culture, that this is something that we should be accepting of. I was in Austin having lunch the other day, and the host was a man in makeup and a dress. And it was a weird thing to see. And I'm tired of living in a society where I have to pretend that that's normal because it isn't.
As a female,
like, sorry, it's not.
As a female, a biological female, because we only believe on two genders on the show, right?
I am a girl that has a vagina.
Yeah, okay.
Per that, you know,
since birth,
study.
Right? Mm-hmm. Not one that was put on you by a procedure.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
How annoying is it to you when you see all this stuff? They're basically just destroying the word woman, like getting rid of it. Like, woman is just not a thing.
It's hilarious because, you know, we actually just saw, I think it was like in Boston University, they gave their teachers a line of different words that they should use to eliminate women from being, or to stop women from being eliminated from the discussion. And some of those words were like, oh, well, instead of saying councilman or councilwoman, just say council person. And it's like, you're eliminating women from the conversation by introducing these new terms. It makes no sense. And I actually went to the Women's March back in the beginning of 2020, I think. And I was talking to a bunch of transgender men, right, Lodge? Transgender woman.
It's hard to keep track.
I don't care.
Transgender woman. So it was like biologically a man. And I was like, bro, you can't get a period. You can't have a child. Sorry. Like, you biologically can't. So stop pretending that you can and stop trying to pretend that you're a woman.
And it's so annoying because, like, being a woman is a powerful thing. It always was. And these same people were the ones that wanted to, like, for years, you know, earlier 2000s, were trying to, like, raise women more in the executive world, just bring them more, amplify their voices more. And now all of a sudden they're just tearing everything down.
Yeah, Lil Nas X gay. That's my final conclusion. Gay.
Kid Cudi, gay.
Gay. And for our blind viewers, it's just these are women in, I mean, not women. These are men in women's
it's
dresses.
So confusing.
I don't know what's going on.
What the hell is happening?
Why do you only have one sleeve? Like, what? You know what? It's like, it is, It is interesting, though, that this show can even be in existence, because this show is obviously, if you're new to the show and you're watching for the first time, is literally just looking at the world through an accurate lens. And I was talking to, you know, Jack Posobiec.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the USS Harvey Milk, you know, the boat, the yeah. battle destroyer that was named after the pedophile, the homosexual pedophile. And I just said, you know, but I said, I'm going to tell you this, man. Like, again, while conservatives are freaking out because they don't want to admit this, that's the most American name possible. Like we're going to bomb the shit out of you with a gay pedophile boat. Like that's American culture today. Like yeah. homosexual pedophiles yeah. and war. Like that's really the defining factor of who we are. And the reason why I showcase this is because people try to ignore this stuff, and because you don't want to consume it casually, but we have to break it down, and we've got to look at what's going on in the world, because this is American society. This is our culture. This is what we are exporting. And this is why ISIS hates us.
You got me speechless like 3 times on this show from just
the stuff on it.
Just looking at what's happening in society. I guess I'm in my own little echo chamber too, and I just kind of ignore this stuff and focus on what I can control. But it's sad to see that this is happening outside. Just being in Dallas, like in a Republican state of Texas, I'm seeing way too many people just mask. It's just crazy.
Well, you're in Dallas, though. Like, but this studio's in Dallas. We don't, none of us live in Dallas.
Leaving Florida is like kind of eye opening every single time I go.
Dallas is very left.
Yeah.
It's very Democrat.
I couldn't believe it. They're like making me wear a mask in an Uber. I haven't worn a mask other than on a plane.
Just don't do it. I keep getting banned from Uber because, like, they banned me, and then for some reason reinstated my
content. I want your money.
Content. I mean, we use a lot of Ubers. Yeah. I just don't wait. When people ask me what I'm mask, I'm just like, could you put on a condom? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, could we all need something protection? I
actually,
what if I rape
life
you? You
hack
never know.
With this one, if your Uber driver comes to get you and then they ask you to put a face mask on, just say no, cancel my ride, because then they lose money on it, not you. And then they'll be like, all right, get in the car. It's happened to me multiple times.
Genius. Mm-hmm. Well, in Florida, none of the Uber drivers care.
I did, but they reported me so many times and that I just got like a 30-day suspension in Florida, actually. No.
Oh, really?
In
well, what kind of Florida? Orlando? Tampa?
Tampa, yeah.
Yeah.
Orlando's Tampa. Awful.
We got two little pockets, Tampa
I know.
And Orlando.
Well, I'm saying, like, and while this is going crazy, it's like you see this here is that, like, you can actually, like, well, the world is going on in California while we're worried about gender. They've also decriminalized shoplifting. And I want to remind you the state of the world of how crazy it is that you can literally steal from any retail store you want.
That was in San Francisco.
Yeah, right? In California. These people are walking out with large screen TVs, which, because remember, I think it's under $950. So, you know, TVs are usually like under $950. It's crazy how far technology has advanced that flat screen TVs.
Remember when they were like little 12 inches and they cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars?
Yeah, remember when it was like, oh, they have a plasma. They always used to call them plasmas. Yeah. They got a plasma television.
You
got
to bring up the Michael Scott scene or in the office, like with the little flat screen on the wall.
It's like, wow. And now they're just loading up big screen TVs into a car, and people don't care because there's no law and order. Everything's gay, cringe, and feminist. And also, everyone's just stealing, and we have a lawless society. And this is legal. What they're doing is legal.
I was about to ask, I saw something on social media, but again, I live in my little echo chamber of Florida where we actually live in a normal society. They passed an actual legislation that says that people can...
Yeah, that shoplifting is no longer a crime.
Why? Why?
To destabilize society.
Well, that's the real reason. What's their reason they're giving us?
Oh, their reason is because it was racist, because the people stealing were black, because black people loot and steal.
You know what's amazing?
Which is true.
These are the basic necessities of life that we are depriving these people of, Elijah.
Yeah, they're Nikes.
Flat screen TVs and Louis Vuitton purses. So please check your privilege. Thank you very much.
And it's only racist. It's happening in these deep blue cities. Everyone's saying that black people have been oppressed for years. Where are they being oppressed? In these deep, dark blue districts. They're the ones that have been oppressing them year in and year out. And then they come out of the woodworks during an election year to say, we're finally going to fix it. And then they totally toss them to the side. Well, guess what? I'm based in Southwest Florida. That's a completely conservative stronghold in America, and the black people down there, they have great lives because they're not oppressed. They don't have these big blue city district rules that oppress them and force them into these ghettos.
Yeah, I know, and it is kind of insane when you look at this, though, because when you're working there and you're asked, like you said, the sky is green. When you're looking at this and you watch this, you're just going, this is so insane. This is insanity.
But then you go and watch the media and
correct.
They tell you that's right.
Yeah. Is it going like you're standing there as a shop worker going, I have to accept this as normal. I have to just take this as being something that I have to accept as reality. And it's just not real. This is so real that you have to accept this, which is, I got to tell you guys, is when you're in a situation, the police are not going to protect you. They're not going to defend you, and they're not going to watch you. Now, obviously, as I pointed out, I have my Alec Baldwin prop gun here, specifically in my Northwest retention case. So I have a gun. I know I should have one. I have a holster. I know I should have one. But how do I actually use the gun? I actually got into a situation where I had to sort of draw my gun because somebody came from God and they came to meet me to pull something out of their backpack to show me as I walked into an event. So no one saw the gun. I was very discreet. How did I know where to put the gun on my belt? How did I know how to pull it out quickly so no one noticed, not to escalate the situation? How did I know how to create space? That's because I've been taking classes from Personal Defense Network, which actually teaches you not only like hand-to-hand combat, but also how to use your firearms, et cetera, in all of these situations. Now, no one ever thinks about that. Like, it's like, you don't have time to go to classes. These are not YouTube videos, which YouTube doesn't even allow like proper training on this stuff. They delete all this stuff off the YouTube. This is not just like courses. This is classes that law enforcement uses, that the military members use. This is no nonsense personal defense training of all types. And for just $3 right now, you can get a gold membership that is just for you. That's right. $3 for the first year. So what I was going to say this, if you want to know how overall personal defense, and these are not just like, you know, YouTube videos with a 10-minute intro. These are the most high-quality, intensive courses that genuinely help you. If you know what lynda.com is for, like, tech and knowing software, this is like that, but for personal defense. And so for just $3, you get an annual gold membership that normally costs $135. Why would you not get this and at least watch a few videos? It's worth it, and it actually might almost saved my life, and it caused me to be in a situation where I actually was able to properly be in the right moment, mood, distance, everything to protect my life because I'm not a retard and I actually took their classes. So PDN is the highest level of membership that where you will receive access to all of their instructional videos and surrounding personal defense, firearm training and gear reviews, which is also non-lethal and close quarter defense and much, much more. We all know evil exists in our world and you may be the last line of defense when the evil comes calling. It's never too soon to be prepared to defend yourself. So check it out. Go to go.personaldefensenetwork.com. That's go.personaldefensenetwork.com. personaldefensenetwork.com/offensive right now and get a gold membership for $3. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I actually did get in that situation. So
and it's a brilliant investment. Honestly, if you're going to have a gun, you need to invest in the proper training with it for sure, without a doubt. And every single law enforcement officer, they'll always tell you, who's the real first responders?
It's us.
It is.
It is us. And that's why I want to look at this. So not only can you steal from every store, right? And that's what I was going to say is like, they're asking you not to defend your life. They're asking you to not call this wrong. They're asking you to not protect the merchandise of your own store. Do you know the reason why they're trying to devalue merchandise? You know that came with the 2020 riots. Oh, it's just stuff. The reason why they're trying to devalue that is because they want you to think that stuff doesn't matter. And now they're using pronouns, calling us it and things. They want you to start losing the value of things that are valuable so that you lose the value for human life. Like, and I know it sounds dumb because obviously we're not objects, but this is what they're saying. It's like, if you can look at evil and allow it to exist and say it's okay, then what's to stop that evil from escalating and for it to come to saying like, well, now, you know, jailing conservatives because they, you know, the conservatives are bad. You become used to this. Oh, people aren't vaccinated. They can't participate in society. You become used to evil. And so your threshold lowers and your tolerance lowers. And so, or your tolerance raises. And so then you become a victim of being able to be manipulated into calling good evil and evil good.
You're right on the money. Like, this is exactly what's happening. And we can go back to our good friend, Jesse Kelly. The sky is green. They want you to believe right is wrong. 64 genders. You're a zebra. I'm a basketball. They want you to believe all this stuff because they want the confusion. And if they're going to be successful in completely overturning society that we live in, they need to divide us. They need to confuse us. And they need to make us dependent.
Yeah. And I really hate that. I think, and this is what I want to talk about, something pretty freaking crazy. If you're watching this and you wonder why we're not talking about Rittenhouse, that's because this was pre-taped, because Brendan's here. He has a freaking show and he's famous. And so this was pre-taped the day before we shot. So the deliberations are still going on right now. But if you're watching the show on Wednesday and you want to know all about it, if they already happened, you can watch You Are Here tonight at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And please actually go subscribe to that show. So click that link in the description, click that link in the pinned comment, and go subscribe to that show so we can get 100,000 subscribers before the end of the month. Isn't that crazy? The show's been going on for like 2 months and we're almost at 100K subscribers. It's pretty good. And
did it supersede this show?
No, we're like 430,000 on the show. Cool. This show's chilling. We're doing good.
Yeah.
This show's got a good audience.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. This is great. Like I said, four times almost, you got me speechless by just looking at the things that we look at in this show. And it's kind of cool to just kind of sit back and digest what's happening in society. And wow.
I know, that's what everyone wants to show. We do want to make this show more than twice a week, but they just won't let us. But there's so much good stuff on staff. We skip like half the scripts every time because there's just so much to talk about. And then we can't get to it because like it takes us a long time to talk about these things because they're so retarded.
Yeah. And you can only take so much slightly offensive things in 1 week. So the two it might be a good balance. You can go on and on and on and on. And I think why you have so many subscribers, because you're seeing more and more people. Like I said earlier, I think we are on the upswing. I really do.
Yeah.
And I hope, I pray that we are, because right. If we're not, you know what? I'm going to go find an island and live off the land.
You know, there was the man that once found an island.
Yeah. Christopher Columbus.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, no, yeah, it's true.
I do want to look at this.
I was just like, wait, America's not an island. So that was stupid. Don't listen to me. But yeah, Jeffrey Epstein had an island and he didn't kill himself.
The earth is a conspiracy theory. So the thing is that like with this, like enough of the BS. All right. So I don't know what happened with the deliberations. And again, I have a live show 5 days a week and you have a radio show. It's every day, right?
Monday and Friday and then okay. Tuesday night.
So yeah, so you can go to his show, go to my show, you can find out about this stuff. But I do want to see, like, when I see this too, like, I have a personal connection to Kyle. I really love his family. I know his mother. I know him and I know his defense team. And I know that his tears on the stand were real, but the amount of cringe that has come from the left against Kyle because they want him so badly to be a white supremacist. Look at this weird video where they give him like an Emmy for the worst fake crying on TV, which I thought was just Jussie Smollett. You know, Jussie Smollett was the worst. Remember how they all defended his crying, even though he literally faked
a grown man. Now they're bullying a child.
Yeah, now they're bullying a child. Let's play this.
I am here to present Kyle Rittenhouse for the Emmy for worst fake crying. Mazel tov, Kyle! You did it! Your performance on the stand, Kyle. I mean, I was so not moved. You know, the crying classes that you took. And then what happened was this guy came and he was like,
those that are listening to this on audio just don't know.
We're watching a grown woman on a toilet. Is this woman a mother? Probably, right?
All I know, she has crazy eyes. I think she's Jewish. She said Mazel Tov, and she's has an odd place to shoot a video. I think she's in the restroom, so maybe she's got like Crohn's disease. I don't know, maybe she poops.
She might be taking a poop right now.
Imagine she's like
kill two birds with one stone.
And also, I can't believe she's won an Emmy for acting, because this is why the show is hard to record, because once we make it like 50 something minutes into the show, I lose hope. Like, this is where the pendulum is. Like, we get here, like, I'm like stoked, and then I'm like, and I lose energy. Like, Sav, do you know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, you actually feel like tired at the end of the show from recording, because you're just like, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what she was choking on, maybe what the drag queens are choking on as well. But she was like, it's too much. I can't take it, but we're going to keep going because this is our job.
The same people that were trying to amplify women's voices are now trying to tear down women's voices. The same people that were anti-bullying, anti-discrimination are now bullying children and everything. And you know what? Shout out to Kyle Rittenhouse and how he handled himself in that situation, because that dude looked like he has been trained and he knew how to handle a firearm and he knew how to proper self-defense. That's why I said earlier that that is the best investment ever. And because he had that I'm totally speculating if he had proper training or not, but because he knew what he was doing, only the bad guys got shot.
I know. I love Kyle. Honestly, Kyle's one of the boys too.
I don't get to talk about the national news too much, so it's good. And with Kyle, it's just, it's clear as day. He's not guilty.
And I hope that they didn't find him guilty. And I'm going to sound like a retard if this deliberation went through. But I do let you guys know that I'm in close contact with his family and his defense. I do want to say this. If you want to follow Brendan with an E, not let's go, Brendan, Brendan Leslie.
So everyone has always accidentally called me Brendan my whole life. And it's always annoyed me. Now I think I'm finally accepting it. Because now it's everywhere Brendan. I go. Let's go, Brendan.
All right, Brendan. So, Brendan, if people want to follow you, where's the best place they can keep up with you and the work that you're doing, especially those of our listeners in Florida?
Yeah, head over to my website, flconservativevoice.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Getter, Brendan, all at Brendan Leslie. Brendan spelled with an E, not an A.
Yeah, and you used to be a CBS affiliate, and you've quit to really fight the left. And I'm sure this has kind of evolved to not just the left, but the globalists and also just the satanic people. We can kind of all call it the left, but I know that you'll call out the BS on the right as well. Like, meaning when there are people that are rhinos, when you have the Cheneys, you have these people who are pushing and pressing DeSantis, when you have people that are turning on what are values, like, you really are fighting this head on. You're exposing it. So especially if you're in Florida, it's very pertinent, but also you do key on pretty much every global issue on social media as well. And so I really encourage you to follow him there. Also, remember, if you make it this far on the podcast, we do want to invite you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. It's free. It literally doesn't cost you anything. If you've been holding out and you've already, you know, had your lunch, you've kai-kai'd with some drag queens or whatever it is you're doing on this lovely Wednesday or whenever you're listening or watching to this, finally make that dive, make that jump, go leave that 5-star review. It's literally, people are like, I don't want to buy these hats. I don't want to buy your products. Okay, don't get an epic holster. Don't get a naked picture of Alex Jones. Don't learn how to defend yourself, but it's free. This one's free. You don't have to spend any money. And we're going to read a couple of those reviews in just a moment, but also please remember that the censorship is so strong that we are demonetized literally everywhere. And the amount of it sucks, man. It's really hard. Even on Blaze, it's just really hard to grow. And we're going to be going live on the show soon. We're getting our studio together, and we're going to do like special sessions behind paywall. So if you go to blazetv.com/Elijah, join today, become a member, and join that fight against tyranny and against censorship. If you want to know how to fight censorship, that's how you do it. You literally put your money where your mouth is. You back up places where we're not censored. And we have a lot of segments of the show that get cut out that end up only on the paywall because we can't say them on YouTube. And we're not going to stop saying the truth, but we're going to put them on the paywall because we're going to keep saying the truth. It's just we can't say it there. Anyway, let's read a couple of the reviews that you guys have for this show. I'm so grateful. Sav picks them. We'll see what she chose today. We have one review from Moni Mary. Says, hooked. I look forward to listening to Elijah and the crew when I can. Get a lot of laughs out of it. Awesome show. Thank you so much, Moni Mary. Keep moaning. We also have one from Leaf Win. Says, Leaf.win, best show ever. Thanks for speaking the truth. You are the next beacon of freedom and free speech. Thanks, Consuelo. Full disclosure, I am Mexican, like real. And I live your humor. All right, we can tell you're Mexican because you clearly don't speak English. No, I'm just kidding. We love our Mexicans. Mexicans love me. What can I say? Anyway, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your top 17 host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Don't forget to follow both myself, Brendan, and Savannah on social media. You can find all of our links in the description and keep up with us. Don't forget to follow Sav's new podcast, Rapid Fire, as well. Show some support for the SOBs. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.